afternoon, and welcome. This is Larkin, Texas, here on this 19th day of May, 2012, for the next hour. You know that RBN brings you news and information you're just not going to find anywhere else. As are you, I'm just an American, concerned about the same things you're concerned about, separating of facts from fiction, and the best investment value for our time spent together. This is why you are the essential conduit of any reliable news medium in what's still left of America. There can be no doubt. Besides all else, you've turned to RBN, and I know it's because you still get it. We are the preferred media of a free people and its still mighty voice. You're listening to Real Talk Radio, folks, with, by, and for real people. To join the conversation, our call-in number today is 800-313-9443. Check out republicbroadcasting.org, our supporters and our advertisers. Well worth your visit. And please consider our pledge drive. Then consider this. What will you do to keep this kind of news and information coming? As a listener, you are every bit a part of this network, as are the voices you hear. Do you think for 1 minute you will ever get what you expect on RBN? From what's put out by those jackasses and whores at those other media channels? RBN snaps you back to the reality of real people, ferreting out real news you can use. So you can quit relying on those brain plasticizers, the big fakers of big media, to spoon-feed you your opinions. We'll return following these messages.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Program notes of this broadcast, already posted, or any of those previous, refer to the web address, larkintexas.blogspot.com, and you will find this week's program notes titled Armed Forces Day and Just an American. Now, last week I posed some questions. Has America been conquered? Are we all communitarians now? But today is Armed Forces Day, ladies and gentlemen, and not just here in the USA, although in the British Commonwealth of Nations. This holy day is celebrated this year on June 30th, and by the same name. Seems America's armed forces have been co-opted by NATO. And so to show support for the troops is, in truth, to support the global communitarian governance scheme. My late stepfather, I knew him as Dad, was a 20-year man in the United States Air Force. And my late younger brother Bob also served in the Air Force. Both of them got the ceremonial military send-offs at their funerals, with the nattily attired cadre of bugle player playing taps, the swords, and all those salutes, including the one called 21 Gun. My late sister Lori had married the son of a corporate attorney, And even he'd spent some of their earliest marriage years in the army. At 17, my late mother had left her very small Ohio town and joined what was called then the WAFs. And very soon after, she fell in love and married my Air Force enlisted biological father, the one I never knew until after I left home. So you see, I would be somehow negligent if I didn't take note of this day. At the very top of today's program notes page, you'll see a colorful image created for last year's Armed Forces Day. Donald Duck, Mickey Mouse, and Goofy all salute you and offer their thanks. Defense.org, another link below that image, declares that they are keeping America strong and secure. Furthermore, they are united in purpose, steadfast in service. Some of you may recall my references to the 2007 book, Security First, for a Muscular, Moral Foreign Policy, by Dr. Amitai Etzioni of George Washington University, just a stone's throw from the White House. And Dr. Etzioni, called the father of communitarianism, is also the founder of the Communitarian Network, which has, not surprisingly in hindsight, achieved a remarkable degree of penetration and influence on America's college and university campuses. Note the clear evidence of sustainable development language, even in their mission statements, stating unabashedly that higher education's noble purpose is to turn out change agents and global citizens. More grist for the grist mill. From their student councils of today onto the central committees of tomorrow. And it's a grand tradition of service to preserve and to protect. Today, this book is quoted extensively by those charged with indoctrinating the officer ranks in every branch of our proud American military. And parenthetically, I must say that I employ that possessive pronoun, our, loosely. Name the think tank or the foundation, the Soviet or the Council, the Democrat or the grand old parties, and believe you me, these words, security first, have spawned the gargantuan industrialization of a whole new class of security specialists. And a new dawn in America, the harbinger of which, had we been alert, was apparent all along. I wondered last week, too, could it be we were all born into slavery? Are we all slavishly devoted to one of mankind's oldest utilitarian devices, that technology we call language, to what's been rightfully called the artifice of language? Have we been brought up under contract bondage to the state, now referred to as 21st century neo-feudal in nature, and a totalitarian dictatorship of the community? Who indeed are these scoundrels and traitors amongst us? Perhaps, as we've alluded to previously on this broadcast, the World War II cartoon character, a possum named Pogo, the creation of a former Disney animator, Walt Kelly, was correct when he famously said, "We have met the enemy, and he is us." In 1972, the year I graduated from high school, was written this in the Supreme Court case of Laird v. Tatum, 408 U.S. 1. The America once extolled as the voice of liberty heard round the world no longer is cast in the image which Jefferson and Madison design, but more in the Russian image. Just 20 years before, in Brave New World, Aldous Huxley wrote, "A really efficient totalitarian state would be one in which the all-powerful executive of political bosses and their army of managers control a population of slaves who do not have to be coerced because they love their servitude." And before even these gentlemen, as quoted by Henry Hazlitt in his 1964 book, The Foundations of Morality, by Arthur Schopenhauer, "To preach morality is easy. To give it a foundation is hard. And as we have seen in what I've shared with you on this broadcast, morality today is not rooted in the Golden Rule. For the Golden Rule has been deemed outdated. I see we have William in Oregon on the line. How are you, William?"
Well, good afternoon, sir. It is a very appropriate word you have today. I'm sitting here looking at my amendment on identity theft, which will be going on the Internet next week.
Fabulous.
Essentially, you've covered some of the principal ideas. Certainly, communitarian or the collaborative governance capstone doctrine is right there in the center. What really caught my interest really quick was the getting beyond the ideas that some people think about conspiracies and so forth. But I reviewed basically what was a detainment and resettlement operations report. And it basically is called Civil, Military, and Resettlement Operations.
Please hold that thought, William.
Sure.
And we'll take this break, ladies and gentlemen, and be right back.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Let's call it what it is. Identity theft. What say you there, Wayne?
Well, it's real interesting because it seems we, as people, real people, and I notice, obviously, your program is centered on that, that real human and that original being. The identity theft and fraud report was a document that I was asked to produce this year. And next week, it's going to be put on the Internet. It's about 150 pages of well-qualified and very supportive information.
What is that website?
It'll be the website that it's going to come up on is readthedeclaration.blogspot.com.
Read the Declaration.
Right.
.blogspot.com.
Right. And Art George is my partner. He's Infraspec Nevada, and obviously I'm penned here at Oregon Infraspec. And what we did was we went in and looked at indigenous from the Native American, the Indian, and so-called, you know, their artificial legislated identity. And pursuing the report, my wife, Ronnie, gave me a document to read. It was a simple little document of 350 pages. It was called, basically, Internment and Resettlement Operations, with a code number on it. And the...
Well, our central planners plan for everything.
Absolutely. Now, what I noticed right away is this spins off the secular ideology of communitarianism, which is collaborative governance, which is driven by, from the very, very top, called the Capstone Doctrine. So the Capstone Doctrine is really not mentioned a lot in this particular paper, but they are parallel.
Why don't you spell that out briefly for the listeners?
Capstone Doctrine is a combination or commingling of the civilian and military as a basically as one. And Capstone is very pervasive. Basically, when you start looking into ecclesiastical laws and church laws and dogma and church doctrine, you'll find it. And it was well represented in the Crusades on Earth, and every aggressive action by any predatory state on Earth in history follows essentially the Capstone Doctrine. And that means there is a consensus among the high authorities, and they make up reality as they go to fit their prerogatives.
In the meantime, they have convinced every individual on Earth that they're somehow in contract bondage.
Right, and it goes to a phrase called high contracting authorities, and that comes up in the resettlement operations document, which is a U.S. armed forces document. And basically, these are well-written, very well-organized documents under the theory of uniformity. And in it, it's surfaced, obviously, we're looking at indigenous affairs, and this is really something that we've been really, as far as being auditors, we've been very happy to bring to light. And that is that we had postulated that all people were indigenous on Earth. And
which sounds quite logical to me.
Well, it was very...
Hold on there, William. We have a break.
Sure.
And we'll pick up on the other side, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, John, you know, we were kind of wondering
what?
That, well, we knew you guys were saving stuff and getting ready for something like
yes.
this.
Yes.
So what I'm trying to say
the answer is no.
Man, I've been your friend for 20 years. We played on the company softball team together.
We simply don't have enough food.
But I'm your friend.
Look, Norbert, I came to you 3 years ago, and you basically called me crazy and walked away.
But...
Sorry.
Bummer.
Folks, they may be rolling their eyes at you now, but they'll be on your front porch when it all hits the fan. So why don't you mosey on over to TexasReady.net and order up a Liberty Seed Bank for you, your shirt-tail relatives, and all your non-prepping friends. Order your bank at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357. TexasReady.net. Are you Texas ready?
HenryMakow.com. That's Henry, MAKOW.com. It's a blog post entitled Marriage License is a Trap. It states that we innocently forfeit our legal and parental rights when we purchase a marriage license. In today's program notes, you'll see a link to that article, as well as an image which declares marriage license application. And we must remember, ladies and gentlemen, when we apply, what we are in fact doing is begging. Rich, a contributor to this website, writes, I have been studying the law intensely for the past few years and learned all about maritime law, contract law, trusts, corporations, policies, common law, and how nearly all such laws today are not laws at all, but are mere policies. They are operating under pretense or color of law. This is why police today are highly militarized police, I might add. Today are in fact called police because they enforce policies, not laws. They actually work for the insurance companies who are themselves owned by the banks, especially the Federal Reserve central banks. And you know, William, I somehow think that there is a confluence between national and international law and a doctrine under what we might term maxims of law, which I feel is at the heart of this issue you raise called identity theft, which is in fact a reality. And it's good that you're attacking this central point. But I wonder if you have had an opportunity to look at this communitarian doctrine, which is now national policy, contained in many statutes and executive orders, called R2P, or responsibility to protect. Because it seems to me that much of the language related to the so-called indigenous populations of America have been built around this State Department policy called responsibility to protect. That policy, the driving force behind the interventions, so-called, in the Middle East of late, etc. Please continue, though.
It would appear that you're reading my amendment right off my screen today on that matter of R2P and protection.
Hallelujah. And I haven't even read it yet. We're on the same page.
We'll definitely, I'll be getting it to you today on the amendment. The under the presumption, certainly, I'll back up just a little bit. Marriage licenses were conceived in the latter part of the 1800s. And the reason they...
Actually, the Middle Ages... and you're correct, forgive me for butting in, but from the time of the Middle Ages until the time that you cite, marriage vows were recorded in family Bibles, and it was a private matter between the parties, the families, God, and it excluded the state altogether. Yes?
Yeah, the maxim of law is this, that liberty stands out aside from all social contracts, which include aspects of society like private contracting and so forth.
Including those social contracts-styled constitutions.
Right, including the Constitution, which is actually a trust, an ecclesiastical trust. And in the U.S. Corporation in the 1800s, as it has now become a corporation in the last 100 years or so, the marriage license was put in to prohibit interracial marriages, especially between blacks, whites, and Indians and settlers, except as provided for. And the military governors and the post commanders actually had cavalry people marry into Indians, and obviously that was an avenue to convert and convey property titles and interests. The probably the most important thing to realize is that a marriage license, like a treaty, is a covenant bona fide, which includes the operation of the creator of the universe.
A covenant, really the same
covenant,
as a contract.
Right. Exactly.
In a sense.
So as we go into this, we've covered the R2P thing extensively in profiling intrusions on community action groups, activists, and citizens.
How I hate that word community anymore, William.
Oh, boy, it's a tough one to deal with.
When we realize that most people in America today, across the world, who are under, say, the age of 50, have been literally bombarded with the language of community, and particularly with the widespread popularization of the internet. What did we see? Community. Join my community.
Right.
Join my social networking organization. And it's so rife in the public discourse today that I fear that when we use this word without qualifying it, then we're somehow justifying this gargantuan injustice being heaved upon us, called communitarian or collaborative governance, as you style it.
Right. The what happened on the identity theft paper, because we're moving forward, and this has already been given to some of my indigenous clients to review and add to as this thing gets much more explicit, was that there was a section 5 or attachment 5, which is 10 pages of concept and speech encoding, and it's referred to sometimes as conversational hypnosis or covert hypnosis, and that involves all of those words. And as you've said earlier on this broadcast, there's a lot of that speech just evolving so fast that a real human cannot relate to it. When we do translations from the original being indigenous people, and that includes so many, we have to help them to understand the sophistry, the concept encoding, and the speech encoding.
And now, William, would you describe yourself as an indigenous
I am
individual?
Definitely, here inadvertently, this it's kind of like terrorism made a full circle. The terrorist hunters can now be prosecuted as the terrorists. The same thing applies to indigenous. As the UN moved in and injected itself into defining not only indigenous peoples, but also who is allowed to be participating in what they call the expert judgment elicitation process. And what happened was inadvertently there was many people on the planet, including some Scandinavians and so forth, that the UN classified as indigenous. Now, sitting in front of me is the internment and resettlement operations document, which is called FM 3-39.40. Now, in that, in the ambition of the military institutional industrial complex, as Eisenhower had referred to in the 50s, in their ambition of inclusionary doctrine, meaning everything is with us or it is not, they ended up identifying, and this is very important because we made the full circle, all of us and local communities, you and I and everyone else in the world, are called indigenous populations. That means that we're real humans and original beings to a place, a living place, and we have an attachment to that place. And it's they use all kinds of spin and words, but...
But does this language not, frankly, entrap us? And does it not actually go back to the... to Vattel's Law of Nations? When we look at the Law of Discovery first, and then the Right of Conquest, so-called.
Right.
I've seen evidence as early as 1996 that this Right of Conquest still has a place in international law today.
If you go
on to Amazon, William, and you type in responsibility to, Right of Conquest, and the name Sharon Corman, Corman, from Oxford University, you'll see that this is still a part of international law today, and that responsibility to protect, so-called, although couched in dissimilar-sounding language, is really at the root of what you're describing, this indigenous language. So I fear that even using the terms, as you describe, indigenous peoples or population or even individuals, is somehow a trap. Would you like to address that?
Yes. In the 1970s, I was an advisor on Indian affairs at a federal court level, and we dealt with several things and established many views and principles and maxims of how to keep things in reality. And the the people that were manipulating and moving through Indian country in those days were certainly representative of a more of a totalitarian decision team maker kind of a government. And it was already pretty well mapped in the 70s, but we went in and looked at words such as born and originating in a place, and natural law and natural people and so forth. So that
was, because after all, these people are in resettlement camps to this day.
They are. And as you mentioned that, you know, like I said, you must be reading my amendment, because I see the Indian reservation penal system. You have a so-called justice system, but in it you have a penal system that is definitely particularly lined up with resettlement operations under the doctrine and the capstone doctrine. In other words, their justice system really has very little to do with justice and natural law.
Absolutely, and it is in contravention entirely with something called the Golden Rule.
Absolutely.
Which they have worked mightily over time to endeavor to erase from public memory. Because after all, we have seen the onslaught, the attacks against our Christian population here in America today.
Right. Some years ago, about 6-7 years ago, a Professor Rydell of the Indigenous Institute made a plea to me, and I was doing panels at the University of Oregon. And he says, I want you to go back into Lakota country, Dakota, Nakota, and Blackfeet country and everything else, and I want you to go in and expose the present-day limited genocide, eugenics, and communitarian kinds of force.
And I might add, William, and I know you're aware of this, but for the benefit of our listeners, the international policy of genocide is focused as well on the American people right now.
That's true. Here's something to back up, and we'll walk through this a little bit, very briefly. The higher.
And by the way, excuse me, William, Arthur and Georgia, please hold on. We'll bring you up in just a moment, okay?
Sure.
Please continue, William.
Well, what happened is you go back and you go into that contracting authorities really is represents the oversouls on Earth, and you get into all kinds of things and communitarian stuff. But you had the right of kings, and then it went to right of conquest, and then right of discovery, manifest destiny, and then eminent domain. And there's a whole bunch of things you're going to see in the attachment 4 and 3 of this document on the theft that really are going to be valuable to everyone in terms of Supreme Court ideas and so forth.
And by the way, William, would you agree with me that the people who are fomenting this undermining of all national law and the Golden Rule in America today are people like public schools teachers, police officers, attorneys, lawyers, counselors at law, and allopathic physicians and nurses?
Absolutely, as military quasi-change agents.
Hold that thought. We'll return, ladies and gentlemen, following this.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
William, would you like to give out your web address that you alluded to earlier first?
Sure. The obviously, people can reach me at auditor@infraspect. Infraspect spelled I-N-F-R-A-S-P-E-C-T.
And the website?
And www.infraspect.com.
And the other websites you alluded to?
Would be readthedeclaration.blogspot.com.
And I will post a link to that today. Arthur in Georgia, welcome aboard.
Hey, Lark. How's it going, man? Been a while.
Yeah, great. Nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, well, just because you don't hear my voice don't mean I ain't listening, my brother, because I always got my ears
I know that's true. I know that's true, Arthur. We have limited time, my friend.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw this in on this discussion. Let's not forget Army Regulation 210-35. This is a civilian inmate labor program, Rex 84. This is all your FEMA camps. And remember, this is all the same exact thing we saw right after the attack on Pearl Harbor. With the
Well, of course, the United States military has been socialist for many, many years, for yes. several generations.
Absolutely. And don't forget Operation Garden Plot. We learned April 9th that Operation Garden Plot's been implemented.
However, Arthur, you know what? We're going to get to solutions, and it's people like William and you that are going to help us get there. And so, William, please finish up your thoughts, too, vis-a-vis the topic of our conversation today, because I believe, even though communitarianism is rife in our society, a new kind of communistic, fascist socialism. And we've identified who are these scoundrels and traitors amongst us, most of whom don't realize. There are solutions. Please continue, William.
Right, and definitely, and to address your caller, definitely we've linked this in great detail, the who, what, and whys, and the models. One thing that came up, and there was a total transformation, and that goes into a thing called oppositional defiant disorder. It's a UN WHO doctrine.
Very good point. And we'll have to close out the program today, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, William. Thank you, Arthur.
Thank you very much.
And I'll post a link to William's site today. Stay tuned to RBN.